This is the Authentic Persuasion Show. Humans have a limited capacity, right? And I'm not giving you an excuse to be tired and not want to do it anymore, but we only have so many peak hours of the day. And depending on who you listen to, research, study, and how you go into it, is that we have about 90 minutes of peak performance in our zone that we can do a day, right? Like, it's when you're in the zone. If you ever sat down at the right time of the day, and you probably didn't know it, and you sit down and time loses all meaning. An hour and a half goes by and you're like, I just knocked out this paper, or I just did this thing, or whatever it was, like whatever your outlet might be. And you're like, I literally didn't even know. You look down, you're like, I wasn't hungry. I wasn't thirsty. I totally forgot time was there, just in the zone, right? And not that it's always like when you're in a sales thing and everything's going your way, but it's like, you're just in the zone. So I firmly believe we have about 90 minutes, maybe 2 hours pushing it, of really focused zone, like sweet spot where it's just amazing. Now, here's the challenge in the business world is most people work 4, 6, 8 hour days, maybe longer. And so how do you sustain it for a whole day? And B, how do you schedule your day around it? The first thing is, if you have the freedom in your job, is I would challenge everyone to figure out when their peak time of day is. And I will send an email afterwards with this app that's super fascinating. I did it when I actually went through a course about this about a year and a half ago, where it's this simple mobile app on your phone where literally you just tap the button with your thumb and your right hand and with your left hand, and you do it every hour, like on the hour, for like a few days or a week. And it literally can tell the latency and how you click and when you're on fire versus when you're just dragging. And it will literally tell you, if you do that every day, like on the hour, it'll tell you when your peak time is. Then what you do is you translate that into when you should be making those calls, because it's when you're on fire, when everything sounds good. I try to schedule my podcast in that time frame when I'm just like, it's just liquid gold. I don't even know what I'm doing. It's just on fire. So that's part of it. Like, if you have the ability to schedule, especially in sales, when to make those calls during those peak times, because you're in the flow and that's what you want. Outside of that, is there emails? Is there other stuff you can do? If you can't control it, that's okay. Just be aware. Like, here's the times where you really want to protect yourself mentally and physically to be at your best. So that's part of it. That's part of what I would say. And I'm making a note here. The second part is it's really tough to do that when you're making calls all day and it's not going well. You're getting some rejection or full rejection. It's literally hard to pick yourself up and keep moving forward. Two big things that I always stress is, one is the vision board, which we had talked about last time, and where the value is in that, and reminding yourself why you want to be successful in that role or what it means to you and where that value is. The second part, and I think this is really important for sustaining it long-term, is, what are you selling? Why is it valuable to whoever you're selling it to? In your BDR role, you're calling people to then get them interested or get them qualified, setting up appointments, getting them to a salesperson. Ultimately, in that kind of a role, why would somebody want or need what you're selling? Which is actually something I'm going to get to in about 3 slides in our next session. So why do they want it? Why does it matter to them? And again, here's the thing. You could be selling copiers, but at some level, like, does that make a difference in somebody's business? How would it help them, especially buying from you? And if so, then you know the value. Then you're no longer the annoying person who's calling people that aren't expecting a call. Now you're wanting to help them. And again, I'm not talking about everybody. This only applies to people who are trying to save the world or people who are, you know, making some big dramatic change that everyone agree. Like, if you're selling something of value, it's that same mode no matter what. And so at that point there, once you know that, one thing to play in your brain is that it's not personal, it's business. And I'll tell you why it's not business, it's personal as well. But it's not personal, it's business. When somebody hangs up on you and you know you're trying to help people, it's not about you. It's about them having a bad day. They might be going through things. Everyone's going through something. And so it's about just going through the motions. So that's one part. Now, I will say, because, you know, it sounds weird, the authentic persuader got to say it's not personal, it's business. It's also not business, it's personal. So one thing to keep in mind too is that it's also not business. It's personal. I want to help you personally, right? I am a person. You're a person. And you also want to make sure, like, if you get lots of people hanging up on you, maybe it's you. Maybe there's something you're missing, something you could do better. Sometimes it's just a bad list or a bad day or whatever it might be, right? Sometimes that just happens. So the first two things, one is figure out your peak time, schedule your day around it, especially your outreach. Two, just understand what you're selling and why, and then making sure that you separate like the reactions you're getting from it crushing your own soul. Because again, as a human, we want to fit in with the tribe. It's why people fear public speaking more than death, is because we don't want to get kicked out of the tribe. When you're in sales, you're basically filling your life with rejection and you're filling your day with being told no, being hung up on, being swore at, whatever, that door slammed in your face. All of those things tell that primal part of your brain, you're about to get kicked out of the tribe of humans and then you're going to die, right? Sounds dramatic, but it's true. Like, that's what your brain is worried about. The people who seem fearless in sales and don't seem to ever let it affect them understand that those things aren't related. I could have 100 people tell me no, I am not getting kicked out of the tribe of humans and it's okay. And I know what I'm selling is valuable and I'm going after it. So that is the second part. The third part and the third tip for anybody in sales facing what you're talking about, where it's like start off strong and then, you know, go, is you've got to know your numbers. Now, I don't like this mode. It's not necessarily what I agree with, but it's the standard, like every no gets me closer to a yes. I think that can be good, but I also think that can be dangerous, right? I think that's putting too much pressure on the no's and not the yes. Here's the fundamental thing, and we're not going to cover it in this in the sessions, but it's really about your sales success formula, as I call it. What are the numbers? Is if you're doing your role or you work at a company where they've been doing it long enough, you should know the numbers. For, you know, in a BDR role, for every 100 dials I do, I'll talk to 8 people. Out of every 8 people I talk to, I'll book 3 appointments. 2 of those people will show. What does that look like, right? And then what you do is, it's personal. This is just me. I'm not a huge fan of every no gets me closer to a yes, but if that works for you, great. I'm more of a fan of like, all right, I know that every 100 dials I make, I'm going to book 2 demos, right? Or whatever it is in the game that you're playing. Okay, great. Now my goal is to book 2 demos a day. What does that mean I have to do? Obviously, I have to make 100 dials. Okay, so the question is, how do I make 100 dials today? Right. And now it's a game, because now we're doing that because I know, working backwards, I know it's just going to work out. The law of averages, if it's not today, it's this week. If it's not this week, this month. You've got to make sure you play the right game. Sometimes people in sales, they're playing a minute by minute, hour by hour game, but it's a week long game, right? It's not every moment I'm going to book a demo. It's my goal is to book 10 demos a week. Okay, well, that should be 2 a day, but not every day is going to be amazing. Some it's going to be 4, some it's going to be 0. I'm just going to get punched in the face over and over again for 8 hours, right? And so you've got to understand, like, I'm playing a weekly game. If I'm at 0 by Tuesday, it's okay. I'm playing a weekly game. If I know, if I make my 100 calls a day, if I do 500 calls a week, I will book 10 demos this week. Or I know this month, I will book 40 demos this month if I just put in the reps. If I go to the gym every day and I work out every day, this will work out even if this sucks, right? And so that's the biggest thing. And then what you do is you break down your day into bite-sized chunks. And this is going totally off the rails, but I think this applies to everybody in sales generally, is then break it down into bite-sized chunks and don't play an even game. This is where I first started talking about the peak side is, most people say, oh, I got to make 100 dials a day. I got to do 50 before lunch and 50 after lunch. But what if your peak time is from 2 to 4 in the afternoon? Then what happens is you burnt yourself out and then your peak time comes up. And like you said, now you're not motivated. Now you're upset. Now you're tired. Now you're hungry. Now you're whatever. So if you figure out your peak time, and I work with people on this all the time, I'm like, your peak time is like, some people after lunch, they're on fire. Some people after lunch, they just want to sleep. So figure out your peak time and then load balance that part of the day. It might be, I got to do 60 calls by lunch because I know after lunch, I'm less motivated. Cool. I'll do 40. That way I know if I get to lunch and I've done 60 calls, it's a win. I'm winning. It's halftime. We're going in. We're up, right? A lot of people go, oh, I only made 40 calls by lunch and everyone said no. And now you get in your head and the depression cycle kicks in. And then all of a sudden the afternoon comes in and you're like, oh, this sucks, right? Like, again, It's me. It's everyone I see. So many people I've dealt with and coached and managed. Like, that's what happens. So you've got to play your game. What's your number? Maybe it's 30 calls. Maybe you have lots of emails, lots of tasky stuff you have to do in your job. Maybe there's a lot of outreach you do that's not phone calls. Okay, maybe it's 30 calls by lunch, and then you're on liquid fire in the afternoon. And so from 1 to 5 or 1 to 6 p.m., you're going to make 70 calls because you know you will fly through those, right? So what's your peak time? What's the industry call for? Balance your day and also give yourself grace, right? Not every day is a winner. Not every day goes well. Make sure at the end of the day, you come back the next day and play the right game. Again, looking at the long game. Most people, when you're looking at the quota and the expectations, they're playing a 2-week game, a monthly game, a quarterly game, but in their brain, they're looking at every minute of every day, judging the whole game based on how that goes. This one play in basketball, oh my gosh, the whole season is gone, right? Because I missed this one shot. It's like, that's not fair, right? So just judge it appropriately.